Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the news last week that Amazon plans to open a centre here in Ireland with the creation of 500 permanent jobs was welcomed by many, including the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Minister of State Robert Troy. But not everyone was so happy with the announcement, because some say these plans will negatively impact smaller retailers and homegrown businesses. And our reporter Brian O'Connell joins me now. So firstly, Brian, good morning.
Morning, Claire.
Remind us about the plans, first of all.
Yes, well, Amazon, it's to open its first, they don't call them warehouses, they're called fulfillment centres. It's going to create, as you said, 500 new permanent jobs. That's going to meet customer demand. It's going to be 60,000 square metre facility. It'll open next spring, we think, in Baldonnell Business Park in Dublin. They say it's going to provide faster delivery for customers across Ireland 7 days a week, including 1 day delivery on hundreds of thousands of items.
So not everybody is happy with this news.
Well, there's no getting away from the fact, I suppose, Amazon has been hugely successful at what it does. It started as a small online book retailer. It's now a global phenomenon. Home delivery, cloud computing, it's made advances in artificial intelligence. It streams movies and sports. But there is criticism, particularly around the impact it's had on traditional retailing and the decline of the so-called high street, as well as complaints about working conditions in these vast warehouses. But let's begin with that potential impact Amazon's business model could have. Now, in one area it's been very, very successful is in the business of bookselling. And I spoke with Irish booksellers Kenny's, who are based in Galway. They also have a very successful online business model. Tomás Kenny is general manager of Kenny's Bookshop. And I asked him how he felt when he heard about this announcement.
I'm very nervous. I'm nervous for retail across the country, you know, not just ourselves. You can see what it's done to the UK and the US, Amazon, to the high street. And I really do think the real benefit, is, I suppose, of the pandemic has been the regeneration in the of rural Ireland and of suburban Ireland and the high streets there. And I just feel like this, you know, it's going to absolutely decimate retail. There's no point in, no way of getting around saying that 500 new jobs is a good thing. I mean, it absolutely is. But I think it's going to end up costing an awful lot more jobs than that on the high street and do damage, you know, to our society at large. So yeah, I'm nervous about it, what it means for us, but I'm sad about the whole thing as well. Online businesses here really need to up their game, and I have no doubt will. But none of that is going to compare with the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of billions that Amazon have to play with, and they have the name recognition. And
do you think maybe, just to play devil's advocate, Tomás, there's an element of sour grapes here that people look on Amazon with envy? They're a very successful company, and they've just managed to tap into a consumer demand.
Oh, 100%. I don't think they're all bad, and sometimes I feel people can fall into that trap, you know, myself included. But no, I mean, I don't think it's sour grapes. You know, like, I feel like an idiot. Why are we paying taxes, for example? You know, they have so many advantages in terms of the way they do business, and they've such huge profits, but they don't bring those profits back to their employees, or, you know, they're building rockets to go to the moon. You know, they're not helping, they're not sponsoring the local, you know, kids GA team like we are, or what, you know, companies up and down the country doing. So I think, look, they are a phenomenally successful company. They do provide a service. But I think just in terms of what we provide to society, you know, Kenny's and other under other industries, you know, it's so much better than what Amazon bring. Sad to see them come in, to be honest.
That's Tomás Kenny there, setting out his concerns in relation to Amazon and the business model. And I know, Brian, that you got an economist take on it also. But on the book-selling side of things, what about the authors themselves?
Well, it's an interesting one, because there's no doubt the company has made it easier for books to receive a very wide potential geographic audience. But at the same time, writers know how important it is as well to have the support of local bookshops to the success of their books. So several writers I spoke to this week had very strong views on the company, but they actually told me they couldn't express them publicly, because having a good ranking and having the support of Amazon or having a strong presence was hugely important to their careers. But Rory McKiernan is author of the book Hitching for Hope, and he had little choice but to rely on Amazon, having released his book during COVID. He told me about his mixed feelings.
My book came out at the start of the pandemic, so it was a difficult time all around, and Amazon did supply it and help distribute it around the world, but there were many delays involved, particularly with Amazon, so it wasn't entirely positive. So it was a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest.
I suppose in one way, though, as an author, it gets your book to a very wide audience.
It does. Look, we have to kind of really appreciate that there are benefits to technology and to global distribution and all those things. But on the other hand, I think we have to look at the entirety of the situation. And particularly for me, as someone who's passionate about my locality, my community, my country, I want to see this done in a kind of holistic way. And there are Irish companies now that are well able to compete and also provide value.
Do you know, in terms of profit share, whether you get a better cut if you sell through Amazon as opposed to selling through your local bookshop down the road?
The author's profit share is pretty miserable at the best of times. Where I live now in County Clare, North Clare, in Ennistyne and Lahinch, we have Lahinch Bookshop, Banner Books and Salmon Books, three local bookshops. And the experience that they give to me of championing me, championing the book, but also being part of keeping wealth in the community and keeping culture and community together and bringing life and value into the society. And I think that for me is invaluable. I think we need to tilt the conversation back towards local and independent or national Irish owned companies. And so it's not Amazon all bad. Or
isn't this, you know, the thing as well, Rui, that Amazon in a way has put it up to everybody else. And now everybody else has having to scramble to fill that space as well.
Yeah, well, you know, there's obviously a challenge there with economies of scale where they become this kind of monolith on a global scale where they're actually able to go in and eat up any potential competition as well. But yeah, they have to a degree put it up. But I think people have responded very well. I think we have to kind of bring it back to the value proposition of what is the entirety of the experience of, do we want to live in soulless, empty towns as well? So I think the high street has a massive role to play. And I'm not saying that online needs to go away.
A nuanced view there from Rory. Brian, do we know, by the way, how much of a cut the company takes if they sell your book, Amazon?
Yeah, interesting. There are various deals and the royalties are on their website. So you'll see figures such as paperback royalties of about 40 to 60%. And that's if they publish your book and then they take the printing costs out of that. Ebooks, you about 35% to 70%, depending on certain criteria, the kind of royalties you might get. So it depends on which deal you go for. And then publishers will have various deals with them acting as retailers. One big criticism I've often heard from authors who use Amazon to sell their books and not to publish them is that they don't abide by the recommended retail price you'd see on the back of most books. So Amazon can in effect set their own retail price, such as their dominance. That obviously means less royalties for the author. They do have a healthy market as well, obviously in secondhand books, and then authors wouldn't obviously benefit from that.
So one of the issues that's often raised in relation to Amazon is in terms of work practices in their warehouses, as we call them, fulfillment centres, as they call them. Now, we know they plan to create 500 permanent jobs here. Do we know anything about the pay and conditions at this stage?
Well, on the conditions, largely the company is not unionised in the US, but the pandemic has in effect galvanised workers who've been working harder than ever, as you can imagine, during the pandemic. So last year, the company was hit by strikes in Italy and in Germany, and there were protests at warehouses and stores in the US. In France and Spain, for example, unions have lodged complaints leading to government intervention. SIPTU and other unions here have expressed concerns, as have many other retailers. Amazon say they pay all their employees in Ireland, whether they're full-time, part-time, temporary or seasonal, at least €12 per hour. It says employees are offered a comprehensive benefits package that would include medical insurance, life insurance, income protection and an employee discount, as well as a company pension plan.
Right. And the other issue, Brian, Tomás Kenny brought it up there, and many often do with companies like this, is just how much tax they pay here in Ireland, what the overall benefit they bring to the economy will be.
Well, for example, in 2020 in Europe, they recorded revenues of 43 billion, but a loss of 1.2 billion. So they have a very complex set of international subsidiaries, and it does make it difficult to find out exactly how much they pay here and on what earnings. I spoke to Stephen Kensler, who's Associate Professor of Economics at UL. He's been writing about this in The Currency, and he warned against oversimplistic analysis of this jobs announcement and the impact that it may have on different parts of the economy. So Stephen Kensler began by talking about the company's phenomenal achievements to date.
Their real success is in logistics. It's moving things from one place to another much more quickly and in anticipating the kind of demand that everyone will need. In cities like London, you can have stuff delivered in under 2 hours. Many Irish people use Amazon in a very rudimentary way to just buy books or CDs and stuff like that. In other cities around the world, they have effectively replaced most traditional retail as everyone would understand it. You know, for many people in New York City, Amazon is retail. Ireland will go, and Dublin in particular, will go exactly the way of New York, and you know, traditional big box retailers will suffer as a result. You know, smaller niche companies will not suffer because people still like to walk around and have a unique shopping experience.
So when you hear of 500 jobs being announced for Amazon in Ireland, like, is it too simplistic to say, well, these jobs are going to come at a significant cost?
I think the way to think about it is, ask what kind of jobs are we talking about. You know, will the 500 jobs that are created displace any of the jobs in other areas? It's unlikely. In the short term, Ireland is growing very, very rapidly. I think people want to consume more stuff, which is obviously bad for the environment, but it's what people want to do. But we'll have to see whether they end up hollowing out the kind of other big box retailers. There's a tendency for people to get worried and assume that local domestic stores are going to feel the brunt of the competition from a store like Amazon. They probably aren't. You're talking about one set of giant multinationals facing off against another. It's very unlikely to hit the tiny mom and pop stores that we're all used to.
Ah, that's an interesting take there from Stephen Kinsella. It's the big box retailers that are already here that should be worried. You got a statement from Amazon, Brian.
I did. I asked them about the union issue and they told me their employees have the choice of whether or not to join a union and that they always have. As a company though, Amazon tell me they don't think unions are the best answer for their employees. And why is that? Well, they feel the benefit of direct relationship between managers and employees can't be overstated. They say these relationships allow every employee's voice to be heard, not just the voices of a select few. I can imagine unions would have a thing or two to say about that. Then in terms of their potential impact on smaller retailers in Ireland and the fact that they have this huge dominance in the market, they said there are thousands of small and medium-sized businesses, authors and developers in Ireland who grow their companies and reach new customers with Amazon on products and services. They're also actually working closely, they tell me, with Enterprise Ireland on a new event in mid-October that'll be aimed at startups and SMEs. And they also have a series of other initiatives, including Amazon Launchpad. They say there are tens of thousands of products from startups available through their services and that they promote them effectively.
Okay, Brian, I have a message here from Paul in Leitrim who says he doesn't understand why Amazon weren't asked to set up somewhere like Sligo or Knock Airport, where we're crying out for jobs. There's a major housing crisis in Dublin. Traffic is gridlocked and it's difficult to get kids, school places, etc. But of course, everything revolves around Dublin. I'm just mindful of what Stephen Kinsella said about Amazon being really good at logistics. So the bulk of the population is on the East Coast. That's where the warehouse goes.
That's a very interesting point. But of course, as well, I think this fulfillment centre, as they're calling it in Ireland, it'll really be access to the European market as well. I mean, the Irish domestic market is a small fraction of their overall market in Europe. But I think really their focus is going to be on the European market. And that's why they're developing their base here in Ireland more.
It's not just for us, Brian.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't buy enough stuff.
Brian, thanks very much for that. Brian O'Connell there.